Alright folks, welcome back to Morning Dump, your daily dose of mental mayhem and motivation, all rolled into one gloriously chaotic package. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to kickstart your day with a little something to fuel your soul and maybe even make you chuckle along the way. Today, we're diving deep into the superpower of self-compassion, because let's face it, life can be a real roller coaster, and sometimes, the only person who truly gets us through those dips is ourselves. Ever noticed how quick you are to offer kindness and understanding to your friends when they're struggling? You give them a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, maybe even some chocolate. But what about when you're the one facing the tough stuff? Loving kindness meditation is like giving yourself that same dose of warmth and support. It's about cultivating a sense of acceptance and kindness towards yourself, flaws and all, because hey, we're all works in progress, right? Think about it this way. You wouldn't berate your best friend for tripping over their own feet, would you? You'd probably offer a helping hand and maybe even a playful nudge. So why are we so quick to treat ourselves with harsh judgment when we stumble? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. Here's the thing, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about acknowledging your struggles without beating yourself up about them. It's about recognizing that you're worthy of love and kindness, even when things get messy. And trust me, it makes a world of difference. When we practice self-compassion, we become more resilient, less reactive to stress, and more open to growth. We start to see ourselves with more clarity and understanding, which allows us to show up in the world with more authenticity and compassion for others too. So, how do you cultivate this superpower of self-compassion through loving-kindness meditation? Firstly, find a quiet space where you can sit comfortably. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and bring your attention to your body. Notice any sensations. The feeling of your breath, the weight of your body against the chair or floor. Just observe these sensations without judgment. You're not trying to change them, just acknowledging their presence. Next, start by sending loving kindness towards yourself. Repeat phrases like, "May I be well," "May I be happy," "May I be at peace." Visualize that warm, golden light of kindness enveloping you, filling you with a sense of safety and acceptance. Don't worry if your mind wanders, it's natural. Just gently guide your attention back to your breath and the loving kindness phrases. Then, extend that same loving kindness outwards. Think of someone you love dearly, a family member, a friend, even your pet. Send them well wishes for happiness, peace, and well-being. Feel the warmth of compassion expanding from your heart outward towards them. Gradually, broaden your circle of kindness. Include acquaintances, strangers, even those you find challenging. Remember, everyone is doing their best in this crazy journey called life. By cultivating compassion for all beings, we create a ripple effect of positivity that touches everyone around us. Now, imagine yourself facing a particularly stressful situation, maybe a difficult conversation at work or a looming deadline. How would self-compassion guide your response? Would you treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you'd offer to a friend in a similar situation? Think about a time when you faced a challenge and could have used a little more self-compassion. Maybe you missed an opportunity, made a mistake, or simply felt overwhelmed by it all. How do you think things would have unfolded if you'd treated yourself with that same warmth and understanding? Remember, practicing self-compassion is like any other skill. It takes time, patience, and consistent effort. But the rewards are immeasurable. You'll find yourself feeling more grounded, resilient, and capable of navigating life's ups and downs with grace and ease. So, go ahead, embrace that inner critic with a warm hug of compassion. It's not easy being human, but it's always worth showing ourselves a little love along the way. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember, you're not alone on this journey. There are countless resources available to support your growth and well-being. Keep shining bright, friends. Until next time, stay kind, stay curious, and never underestimate the power of a little self-love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.